spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, I'm Nick from the InfoPath team, and I'm here to show you how to create an insurance portal page using SharePoint WebParts. Say I'm a claims manager working for an insurance company. We've had a large storm come through and there's been a lot of damage. Our customers have submitted their claims through our website using an InfoPath form. My job as a claims manager is to set the priorities of each claim and to set the adjuster who's located in that area. To help me with this, I've created a SharePoint WebPart page, and I have the list of the claims right here in the page. Also here, I've set up a custom map WebPart, which we've developed. This map WebPart is set up to show the location of all the claims in the area. So the first thing I want to do is I want to click on a claim in the list WebPart and actually see the location show up in the map WebPart. To do that, I'll use part-to-part connections, and I'll actually send the row of data from the list web part into the map web part. And the map web part will actually read the list item and set the location properly. You can see here that this claim is selected and that the map is centered on that claim down here. So, since each customer filled out their claim using an InfoPath form, we can actually put the form for the claim on the page itself. So all I need to do is insert an InfoPath form web part. Here I'm setting up the part-to-part connections, and I'm using the get form from off of the InfoPath form web part, and that will actually pull the form that's selected and display it right there in this web part. So here you can see the information for that claim right here. Customers also submit pictures of their damage through the InfoPath forms inside of their claims. So in order to actually see the damage, all I need to do is use an image viewer web part, and then I can actually see the damage on the page at the same time. So here I'm setting up another part-to-part connection that will send the row of data from the list web part into the image web part, and the image web part will actually read the image out of the list. So now I'm done setting up my portal page, let's go and edit an item. So here you can see the first item is selected, and I can see from the map where they're located. It's right there in the center. And I know that Alexei is in that area, so I'm going to go ahead and assign him as the adjuster. And finally, from looking at the picture, it looks pretty bad, but not so bad, so I'm going to give it a priority of 2. And I'm going to submit that data back to the list. So I just showed you how to create an insurance portal page using SharePoint WebParts. Thanks for watching.